Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Orlando shooter, Omar Mateen, was clearly motivated by his stated pledge, where he pledged to Allah, Muhammad, to ISIS, the Islamic State, and to one of the leaders of the Islamic State. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, our director of communications at Liberty Counsel. We've got an expert on the Faith and Freedom program today, Kamal Saleem, who himself was raised as a person who was involved in terroristic acts, but later, through a dramatic story, gave his life to Jesus Christ. And I encourage you to read his book, Blood of the Lambs. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Kamal.
Thank you, Brother Matt. It's awesome being with you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Kamal, the story that you have as your background is dramatic in the sense that there are many people who talk about terrorism. There are some people who were raised in the various Middle Eastern countries where terrorist activities have been rampant. But you were somebody from the very young age who actually was raised in and participated in terroristic acts, real terrorism. You outlined it in your book, Blood of the Lambs. But the amazing thing, rather than focus on that, I only mention that because you're not somebody talking about this from a distance. You're somebody who met with the leaders of terrorism, actually engaged in terroristic acts. And so you have firsthand knowledge of the thinking and mindset. And then, praise the Lord, through miraculous moment where you gave your life to Jesus Christ, had a dramatic change. And it's all cataloged in your book, Blood of the Lambs. When you look at this from your background, at the issue of the Orlando shooter, Omar Mateen, give us some of your thoughts.
Well, Omar Mateen, you know, he was born here in the United States of America, and Omar Mateen grew up hearing about Islam and want to be part of Islam. And Omar Mateen has a situation that he was not happy with where he's at because he want to do something greater for Allah. And his family are very active in Islam, in latter Islam, which is, you know, radical Islam. His father was involved in several things with several different Muslim groups. So therefore, he wanted to advance. And the Quran states, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَانًا عَنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. You know, every Muslim will have to go to hell, you know, and, you know, first, before they purified, but there's an exception in martyrism, and that is when you die for the sake of Allah, giving you a life for Allah to go to heaven.
So you're, and I think that's something that most people kind of miss in here, that every Muslim is going to go to hell first, and an exception to do that is to commit martyrdom, jihad.
Correct.
And that not only gives you an exception, but 70 of your family members also get that passage as well, that free
That's
ticket
correct.
Past hell directly into heaven. And so, therefore, you wonder how mothers can be happy that their son is going to and did engage, for example, in jihad and commit suicide and mass murder. Well, it's because now they've just opened up 70 new slots for the family members to go directly into heaven.
That's right. You know, in the Middle East, when a man die in martyrdom, and of course, you know, martyrdom only for men, not for women, you know, what happened is the whole family celebrate. Everybody come and congratulate them, and then they do a wedding feast because he is wedded to paradise, and he's getting his virgin women over there, and he's getting all the blessing that Allah, you know, promised to give him. And so therefore what happened, it is something, it's a place of honor, you know, when somebody dies in martyrdom.
Now, Holly, we have been talking to Kamal off the air, and Kamal, you've talked about Ramadan, and of course, this was done during the time of Ramadan. It changes on an annual basis because it's not based upon the Roman calendar. It moves, just like other holidays within the Middle East rotate the days. And so this was done during Ramadan. Why is that significant?
Well, Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. In that month, this is where Muhammad had revelation in a cave outside of Mecca, you know, the flame, you know, and this is the cave of flame. And this is when he had an encounter with the spirit of light. Over there, you know, the first Quranic surah was given to him, which is a book, you know, and which is that's from the Quran. And there, the spirit spoke to him and he said to him, read. And when Muhammad didn't know how to read, their spirit read through him. And so therefore what happened is the Muslim in the last 10 days of Ramadan, this is when they anticipate the night of power. So therefore, when they have an encounter with that light, all their sins are forgiven, and everything is, you know, is no longer the same. They are, you know, but this is, has never happened in the Muslim world, this kind of miracle. Now, the Ramadan is the holiday, is the month where the Muslim are at their holiest time. This is where they abstain from eating and drinking from, you know, sunrise to sunset. And this is also when they abstain from all of their sins and their iniquities. So, you know, many of them, they stop smoking, drinking, or, you know, involved in lust or deception or lying or whatsoever. The only exception in the month of Ramadan that a Muslim can do here, if he goes into holy jihad, which is to go to war against his enemy, this is the only one permissible. Muhammad, you know, the Prophet of Islam did 21 battles during the month of Ramadan, killing his enemies, you know, to take their territories and what they have. And this is the time when the Muslims at their holiest, you know, in that ninth month. And so what happened at this time, if a Muslim dies there, it's like a devil portion, anointing. One, he died for Allah, and one died in a month of Ramadan fasting and praying. So it's very important to them.
So Kamal, you know, when this occurred in that Saturday night, that Sunday morning in Orlando, was this during that high time of power for the Orlando shooter? Is that why he chose that time?
No, he chose that time because, you know, Omar Mateen, like everybody knows, that he was involved in homosexuality and he's tormented because in Islam, if somebody is involved in homosexuality, then they must do honor cleansing on him or her, you know, whatever, which is, you know, killing that person by offering his blood as sacrifice in a way to cleanse the honor that the Muslim, you know, so it'll wash away the dishonor. And so that's, you know, that's something they do to the women as well. So therefore what happened is he, when he did what he did, he was fasting, he was praying, and he went to fulfill his duty and die, you know, in martyrdom and by killing first homosexual, which is, considered filth, unclean to the Muslims, and the second one, they are infidel. So if you look at it, you know, his father was very happy with his death. First, he's no longer homosexual. He killed, a homosexual, and he killed infidel right in the month of Ramadan. In the Muslim world, they are celebrating what he did because this is a true Muslim, hero. So that's why he pledged to al-Baghdadi, you know, and that's what he did, because he went to show the whole Muslim world, I'm set free and I'm yours. You know, I'm with you today.
Well, you're listening to Kamal Saleem. His book is Blood of the Lambs. If you want to obtain a copy of that book, you can go to lc.org or call us at 407-875-1776. It is a powerful book with regards to Kamal's life in the Middle East, involved in terrorism, but also his dramatic encounter with Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us on Faith and Freedom, Kamal.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. And we're going to continue another Faith and Freedom program to talk about Omar Mateen and the tragedy in Orlando with our special guest, Kamal Saleem. If you want to have Kamal Saleem come and speak to your local congregation or your church or your community, you can contact him and have him speak. He has spoken multiple times at our annual Awakening event, We've had it at various different locations, and it is a story, a message that I think we all need to hear. This threat of radical Islam is a serious threat, one that he saw from the very inside, so he's not some outside observer. The book that he wrote is a must-read book called Blood of the Lambs. It talks about his life in the Middle East, talks about what he was doing in the United States, recruiting others to engage in terroristic acts. But the good news is, he ultimately encountered Jesus Christ and his life was changed. You can go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.